Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, January 31st. House Republicans have voted to move forward with their impeachment process against the Homeland Security Secretary. Their decision early this morning sets up a full House vote at an unknown later date. And if the GOP is successful, Alejandro Mayorkas could be the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in nearly 150 years. They claim Mayorkas has committed high crimes and misdemeanors for his handling of the southern border, even though a number of constitutional experts have said the evidence doesn't reach that high. This is just the latest in a long-going, ugly battle between Republicans and the Biden administration over chaos at the U.S.-Mexico border. And Senate hopes of reaching a bipartisan deal over the issue appear to be falling apart, with House Speaker Mike Johnson saying he'll reject the agreements being negotiated.
That's a non-starter in the House.
So now there are reports that Senate Republicans are debating whether to ditch the deal completely and instead move ahead with a separate bill that includes money for Ukraine and Israel. Tensions in the Middle East are hanging on the U.S. response to the drone strike that killed three American service members and injured dozens in Jordan. President Joe Biden says he's made a decision on how to respond, and while he didn't say what that is, he made his intentions clear.
I don't think we need a wider war in the Middle East. That's not what I'm looking for.
Meanwhile, a powerful Iran-backed militia in Iraq says it's suspending its operations against U.S. forces. In a surprise move, the powerful Kataib Hezbollah says it wants to prevent embarrassment to the Iraqi government and will continue to, quote, defend our people in Gaza in other ways. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will not, quote, release thousands of terrorists as part of a deal with Hamas. The Federal Reserve is expected to keep interest rates steady in its meeting today, leaving them at their highest point in 23 years. Policymakers have been debating the best time to cut rates, with some suggesting March, but there doesn't appear to be much urgency, since the US economy is doing well, the job market is strong, and inflation is below its 2% target. Investors will be watching closely for any hints today, though, and while a rate cut isn't expected to be signaled soon, the Fed might not completely rule it out. Five hockey pros are facing sexual assault charges in Canada. A woman has accused them of sexually assaulting her in London, Ontario in June 2018, when they were all playing for the country's junior team. Current NHL players Mike McLeod, Cal Foot, Dylan Dube and Carter Hart have been asked to turn themselves in to the authorities, while former NHL player Alex Formanton has already surrendered to police. All five men have denied the allegations and say they will vigorously defend themselves in court. CNN's Paula Newton has more.
Hockey Canada weighed in on these allegations. In June of 2022, when they were forced to appear in parliamentary hearings here in Ottawa and admitted that they knew about the alleged incident within 24 hours, that they alerted police, that they as well launched an investigation. But they also added that they settled a civil lawsuit with the alleged victim back in 2022. Now, after a national outcry, London police agreed to reopen the investigation.
Explorers may have found Amelia Earhart's plane. That's next. 87 years after she went missing over the Pacific Ocean, explorers think they may have found Amelia Earhart's plane. A team of underwater archaeologists and marine robotics experts from Deep Sea Vision have been mapping the ocean floor using sound waves, and they've spotted an anomaly that they think could be Earhart's plane. The imagery was taken roughly 100 miles away from the next spot where Earhart was expected to land when she disappeared during her attempt to fly around the world. The team is hoping it can go back and search the area within the year. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.